The rock band Dawes has just released its third album called Stories Don't End. It's currently on tour and on some dates is opening for Bob Dylan. The band has cited Neil Young and Crosby, Stills, and Nash among its influences. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the new Dawes album illustrates the band's link to an earlier era of rock. Here's his review.
Of that whole day spent at the mall is maybe a part of you you didn't know you were clinging to, as if that's where the secret had taken its hold most of all, like a feather that finds its invisible path as it falls.
If you heard that song and said, somebody's been listening to their old Jackson Browne albums, you're not exactly insulting Dawes. This band has actually backed Browne on tour, and Browne has sung backup on at least one of their songs. So you could say they come by their riffs, licks, and phrasing honestly. You could, that is, if you wanted to pigeonhole this quartet as a throwback to Southern California 70s soft rock, which would be a mistake. Why, on the very next cut on their new album Stories Don't End, they sound like East Coast 70s soft rock on the Steely Danish From a Window Seat.
I buckle in my seatbelt and plug my headset in a chair. And to the music I watch flight attendants move. They are pointing at the exit, but it looks more like a prayer. Or an ancient dance, their bloodline reaches through. These planes are good. Sifting through the warriors from the men, I get time to sit and watch them for a while. You can see everywhere they're going and everywhere they've been, and how they look out of the clouds each time they smile. And I think maybe he's in town for some.
I kid Dawes about their influences. I kid because I like the way these boys carry those influences with their own good humor and with a loose assurance that their distinctiveness will shine through. On the lovely title song, Stories Don't End, singer-songwriter-guitarist Taylor Goldsmith talks about the ineffectiveness of talk, how words cannot express all that he wants to say about the woman he's describing, the feelings he has for her. For that, he requires not only words, but the slightly fuzzy timbre of his voice and the gentle drumming of his brother, Griffin Goldsmith. He gets closer in this way to suggesting how complex a story one song can tell. Because, as the title reminds us, the stories of a relationship, once launched, don't end. We impose a narrative, a beginning, middle, and end, upon them.
From the paper umbrellas in both of our drinks to the shadows that walk without. As clear as you think, kept up by friends that still ask about us. If our lives were a movie, if our lives were a book, it'd be longer than I'd recommend. 'Cause if you're telling a story, at some point you stop. But stories
for Taylor Goldsmith, communication, connection, is always elusive. This album is loaded with lyrics about how people don't hear the sentiments beneath a conversation, how the person to whom Taylor most wants to express his affection is ignoring him or is looking for love from someone else. A key lyric in the song Most People is, "Most people don't talk enough about how lucky they are." And in another tune, Someone Will, the music that surrounds his words is frequently spare. But it's also music that can rise up and around the verses to breathe additional life into the singer's fading romantic hopes.
grab your cigarettes and follow me out of the living room, and I'll get drunk enough to tell you how I feel about the men you love and how they all seem to get the best of you. 'Cause if I
Taylor Goldsmith is also a member of the part-time semi-supergroup Middle Brother, whose debut album was in my 2011 Top 10. That music was generally more rough, more intentionally unfinished, than the music Taylor makes with his own group. I admire bands that can capture not just big universal emotions and ideas, but also little, specific, tricky ones. Dawes crafts songs about the shifts of mood and attitude between two people by approaching them from different angles, by doing the musical equivalent of sidling up to them and eavesdropping, and then transforming that found material into their art. That's what Dawes manages on the frequent best moments of Stories Don't End.
Ken Tucker is Fresh Air's rock critic. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Ribaldonato, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Yue Shaw. I'm Terry Gross.